Greetings and thank you for joining me on this podcast. I have to tell you, I have never had such a tight turnaround. I must have finished the notes that I'm using for this particular podcast less than half an hour ago. That's how close it's been. But it's been wonderful because while I was writing and making notes, I was listening to a wonderful concert from the Sydney Opera House. That's how wonderful all this technology is, thanks to a Wi-Fi radio that's able to pick up stations around the world. But it's great to be with you. This is the last in a three-part series. It's really just a break for me from Psalm 119. But next time, we'll be back and have a look at that long psalm, and we'll be back in Psalm 119, verses 42. But today, I want to read from the Amplified Bible for our text, which is taken from James chapter 4, verse 10. James chapter 4, verse 10 from the Amplified Bible: humble yourselves, feeling very insignificant in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you, He will lift you up, and make your lives significant. As always, when we're tackling a subject, we've got to read the passage or the verse in context. So let me read James chapter 4 from verses 7 to 10. And this time I want to read it out of the New International Version. Here goes. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he'll come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. And here's the key verse. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. So immediately we see there is a problem with divided loyalty. There's a problem with the devil and his machinations. And then we see there's a problem with no repentance. So let's look at the problem that James is highlighting in verses 7 to 10. And then we'll come to the solution. So we start with the problem. First of all, if we read verse 8f, the Lord clearly points out there's a divided loyalty in the church between God and the world. And I want to tell you, nothing's changed. This is exactly what is happening today. Secondly, somehow James doesn't tell us, but if we read between the lines, we'll see that Satan has been having a field day in the local church. And thirdly, James calls on the people of God, in other words, the body of Christ, somewhere in the Middle East, to show signs of repentance and restore the times of intimacy with God. Now that we've looked at the problem, let's see what James the Apostle has to say. What do we have to do? Well, there needs to be, first of all, true repentance. He said, instead of having fun and laughter, let there be tears, real tears of true repentance. Next, the individual in the local church needs to stop and resist the devil. If you find that you've been constantly pursued by the devil, James's advice is to run in the other direction. Most of the other translations say resist the devil. It's a military term. Well, of course, this speaks of spiritual warfare. And three things you need to know. You need to know who the enemy is. You need to know your weapons to win. And then you know you need to want to win and not be defeated. As a follower of Jesus, or if you prefer the word a believer, you must know that because it's a spiritual warfare, we don't use weapons of warfare. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, we use God's mighty weapons to knock down Satan's strongholds. Now, what are these mighty weapons? Well, first of all, there's persevering, I call it aggressive prayer. You know, you cannot pray for someone, let's say on the mission field in the Middle East at the moment, or in South America, or in Indonesia, serving the Lord and say, Lord, won't you just bless them today? that is going to have no effect. You've got to come in the strong name of Jesus and pray for God's anointing on their ministry to keep them fit, strong, spiritually, morally, intellectually, financially, and every way, and that Satan doesn't have a hand on them, and that their work is blessed and they use mightily by God. And I can go on and on and on and tell you how you should be praying. Persevering, aggressive prayer. Then you need to use faith as one of your weapons. Then there needs to be righteous living in your life. You can't be suffering from depression and worry and anxiety if you want to be an aggressive, powerful prayer. Then you need to be one who proclaims the gospel of Jesus Christ unashamedly. And next, you need to know the truth. You remember Jesus said, if you know the truth will set you free. Well, then the writer calls on the people for true repentance. He doesn't use the word repentance. He says, let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. And he's speaking about repenting of sin. And you know, the writer, James, he knows full well what it was like to see people making true repentance. You remember, he was the half-brother of Jesus, and he would have seen firsthand what genuine repentance is and half-hearted repentance. Now we come to the actual text, which is where I started a few months ago, and this just got me thinking and meditating and mulling on the verse as to where I am today. And James says, humble yourselves before God, and he will lift you up, and he will exalt you. Or if you prefer the Amplified, he will lift you up and make your lives significant. The first thing that you and I will discover as we humble ourselves is he will draw near to you. It says so in the text. I'm prepared to argue that very few people sitting in our pews today across the world in chapel, cathedral or village hall really enjoy a close, intimate experience with the Lord. Why? Well, because men and women don't want to humble themselves. They're too proud or arrogant or worse, ignorant of the promises of Jesus to abide in him, to draw near to him. But here's the good news. Those who are genuine, who do humble themselves, find they don't have to do anything. God himself says he will exalt them. He will lift them up. And as I read that portion from Amplified, it says he will lift them up and make your lives significant. And let me tell you, what a joy it is to be around those people. Well, thank you for joining me. Look forward to being with you next time when we go back to the Psalms, Psalm 119, and we'll have a look at verse 42. Until then, God bless.